and local, your community, all morning long, here on 1480 WHBC.
Good morning and welcome back. It's Jordan Miller here on News Talk 1480 WHBC. It's been extremely busy this morning in the North Lawrence area, and we're thankful right now that we were able to grab their one of their lieutenants to join us right now to explain exactly what happened this morning, what the North Lawrence Fire Department knows when it comes to their response to a train derailment versus a car this morning or truck. Joining us right now, we have Lieutenant Brandon Johnston with us, who was one of the first people on scene. Lieutenant, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks for taking time. I know you're extremely busy this morning, and I just want to get right to it. What was the call that you had come in this morning in the North Lawrence area?
So shortly after shift change this morning, we received a call about our dispatch center. I'm sorry, received a 911 call at 7:43, and at 7:45 we were dispatched for a truck versus train. Our dispatch center didn't have a lot of information just due to the caller's info. We arrived on scene. We found a commercial truck that had struck the train off the roadway into the rail tracks. The driver of the vehicle was self-extricated and ambulatory. He was evaluated on scene with no injuries and was released by EMS. After some time and some further investigation, we started checking for any environmental hazards, the manifest of the train. We sent additional crews down the rail line, and at this time, we have about 19 cars that are derailed, and anywhere, I believe they said, two that are on its side.
Wow. Well, I mean, I bet that's quite the scene, but no injuries. I just want to make sure I heard that correctly. Not to the conductor, the engineer, or the driver of the civilian vehicle.
That's correct. We have no reported injuries.
Now, I saw that the Stark County Hazmat team, they are responding to this as well. Can you let us know why the Hazmat team is needed for this train derailment?
Absolutely. So Stark County Hazmat is actually on our station right now, and it's strictly precautionary. When our initial crews made their way down the line, no leaks or any off-gassing was observed. But just out of precautionary and being very close to an active waterway, we always contact our county hazmat team. They're currently on scene. They are staging at our station and just checking all the cars. The cars are believed to be empty. We have a report that there's one tanker that is perpendicular with the tracks. So they're just evaluating that and making sure everything's safe, not just environmentally, but in the water system as well.
How did this accident occur? Do you guys believe that a crossing failed? Do you believe that the driver of the civilian vehicle, maybe was trying to, get around? How did this happen?
I can't quite comment on that. That would be something for the Highway Patrol and Lawrence Township Police. However, on our arrival, the lights for the gates were activated. He didn't hit the train at the crossing. He veered. It appears he veered off the road to avoid it and still struck the train.
Okay. Well, I'm thankful that there are no injuries. Exactly what part of, North Lawrence Township did this happen in, and how long can we expect that area to be closed for at this time?
So for people that are familiar with the area, it's around the 3700 block, which is between Orville Street and Youth. Those tracks right now are closed. ODOT's on scene, have the road completely closed. We do not have a time of opening. I know Norfolk Southern, along with their agencies, are here evaluating the damage to the tracks and the train. It's estimated it could be a few days to get it all cleaned up, in which we'll be working closely with state agencies and their agencies to ensure a good cleanup and there's no hazards to the community or the environment. The crossing at Claremont is closed right now, and the crossing at our station at Alabama, I believe, is open at this time.
So the 3700 block of Manchester Avenue Northwest, that is a portion of State Route 93, correct?
That is correct.
All right. I just wanted to clarify. I know some people, that's probably what they know it as. So, Lieutenant Johnston, is there anything else that you believe our listeners should know regarding today's accident? I'm happy to hear there were no injuries, everything else can be replaced.
Absolutely. Everything can be replaced. There's no injuries, and that's what's important, like you said. If we can send anything out to our residents in our communities, just avoid the area, especially in the area of Claremont and the tracks there. No reason to go down there and check it out, take pictures or anything like that. For everybody's safety, to just let the professionals at Norfolk Southern handle it, and along with our hazmat crews.
All right. Well, hey, we appreciate you taking the time, Lieutenant.
Oh, anytime. I appreciate it.
All right. We'll be right back after this. Remember, there is a wallaby on the loose in Stark County. We're going to have someone who came across this wallaby, sent me a video. It's posted on my Facebook, Jordan Miller News. It's a bizarre video. Well, we're actually going to have him on our show right after this short break. We're live and local. I'm Jordan Miller.